Simon & Schuster Audio presents Don't Just Sit There, 44 Insights to Get Your Meditation Practice Off the Cushion and Into the Real World, by Beat Simkin, read by the author.
Dear Papa, do you remember the morning I crawled around the kitchen floor on an acid trip? You walked in with a big grin on your face and you said, in a heavy Russian accent, "Guess where I have been all night?" I looked up in my acid-washed state of wonder and asked, "Where?" "Well, prison," you replied. "Yes, they found my fake driver's license and I spent night in jail cell." You looked so happy. Like you had just won the lotto. And that's just how you approached every single fucking moment, even the worst ones. "Now I go take nap," you said, and ambled to your bedroom. Lying on the floor, I realized I wasn't enlightened like you. Even with all those chemicals designed to expand my mind, in that moment, I knew I wanted to learn everything you could teach me. You didn't make it to see me write this book, but I want you to know I figured it out. This book is for you. I love you. Betinka. Introduction. I learned to meditate in diapers. 2 years old, and my shaman father, think Mr. Miyagi meets Santa Claus, lifted my nearly naked baby body into his zenned-out home office to breathe deeply, meditate, and climb into lotus pose. Next to tall stacks of texts, Rumi, Alan Watts, Jung, I planted tiny headstands, gazed into his hazel eyes, and listened as he spoke about love, the soul, and humanity's common purpose on this planet. Conceived as a kind of freedom child in St. Petersburg by my Russian parents, who fled to Jackson Heights, Queens, to escape Soviet religious persecution, I was ready for the idyllic all-American childhood I had come to see as my birthright by the time I was 6. Then my mom was diagnosed with a terminal illness, tragic, sudden, cancer. Within 6 months, she was gone. When asked to describe my childhood after that, I usually mention Running with Scissors, a memoir of a comically dysfunctional household headed by an eccentric therapist. If that doesn't do the trick, I tell them this story. My father, a medical doctor by training, cured himself of tuberculosis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?